This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم Respected أساتذة الكرام علماء الكرام Dear friends, my beloved students There are two ways of looking at each and every matter in our lives The positive way and the negative way A person who looks at each and every situation in a positive way, he stays happy and he spreads happiness. And a person who looks at each and every situation in a negative way, he stays sad and he spreads sadness. And together with that, he achieves less from the dini point of view and from the worldly point of view. And this aspect is known as the aspect of pessimist and optimist. A pessimist is that person who finds difficulty in each and every solution. And an optimist is that person who finds a solution in each and every difficulty. It's like when you put a donut in front of a person. If a person is optimist, he's going to look at the donut, thank Allah, and eat the donut. But if the person is pessimist, he won't focus on the donut. He will focus on the hole which is between the donut. That why is it empty? That's a pessimist. And Islam teaches us to be optimist. It teaches us to be positive. That is why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that never keep using the word low, not the English love. Low, it's an Arabic word which means if. Don't keep saying if. If I had to do this, then this was going to be the outcome. If I didn't do this, then this was going to be the outcome. For example, when the dollar rate was at 2 kwacha, it was 9. If I had protected the dollars at that time, today I would receive the dollars at the rate of 13.5. Leave those if and buts. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it opens the doors to shaitan. It opens the doors to shaitan. And brothers, we have to understand, nothing grows without rain. So we have to learn to embrace the storms in our lives, to accept the mistake, to learn from that mistake, trust Allah and move forward. Another example of it, you must have seen a rose, the flower rose. It grows amidst the thorns. It doesn't say that I am a beautiful flower, such a good fragrance comes out from me, and now I have to grow amidst the thorns? No. It blossoms. In the same way, we are supposed to blossom like that rose amidst our challenges and difficulties which we face in our life. And, inshallah, you will understand by the end of this lecture, by the end of this talk, that this is what Quran and the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are teaching us. Once a man comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that, O Prophet of Allah, I have made a mistake, I have committed a sin. He presents the problem. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to him and then says to him that cover up your bad deed with a good deed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the solution. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows optimism that cover up your bad deed with a good deed. Why? Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyiat. Because good deeds wipe out the bad deeds. That's the solution to your problem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always positive. Always positive. It is one of the greatest sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be positive in all the matters we face in our lives. It comes in a narration, very famous narration, that when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Medina and they were hiding in the cave, and the people of Quraysh were trying to kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr. And there came a time where the people almost caught Hazrat Abu Bakr. Abubakar and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were just outside the cave. And Hazrat Abubakar was saying to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, one step and we are gone. One step and they are going to find us." And at that moment, in that moment of difficulty, in that situation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching positivity to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala by telling him that, "Abu Bakr, la tahzan, don't be stressed. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala positivity. Another famous narration, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua that, "Oh Allah, strengthen Islam, strengthen your religion with the Islam of Umar or Abu Jahl." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua in the favor of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was optimistic to Allah that Allah grant Umar iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that dua. Now, who is Hazrat Umar? You see, it was far-fetched from the minds of the Sahaba that Umar will accept Islam. He was one of the greatest enemy of that time. Just for you to understand what great enemy he must be. 1 week before Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, one believer and his wife decided to leave Makkah due to the excessive torture they were facing in Makkah. So now they were waiting outside in the outskirts of Makkah, the station of that time, from where they used to catch the mode of transport, whatever was available at that time. So the man is waiting and the lady is waiting. They are Muslims. And the man goes to relieve himself. And Hazrat Umar passes by, who's still not a Muslim. So Hazrat Umar looks at the lady and asks her the reason for her being there. And she tells him the whole reason. Now Hazrat Umar, who's not a Muslim, shows positivity to this lady by telling her that, "May Allah Ta'ala grant you ease in your matter. May Allah Ta'ala grant you ease in whatever you are going through." And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes. Now when the man comes back, the lady says to the husband that, "I feel that Umar is close to accepting Islam. Because today is the first time I've heard something positive regarding Islam from his mouth." So now the husband says to the wife that, "If someone has to come and tell me that the donkey of Khattab is the father to Hazrat Umar, that the donkey of Khattab has accepted Islam, I can believe that, but I can never believe that Umar has accepted Islam." Now that same Umar, after 1 week, accepts Islam. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was optimistic. He was positive that Allah grant Umar iman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant. It is one of the greatest sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the battle of Khandaq was taking place, the battle where the Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to dig a trench in the boundaries of Medina, because the whole of Arab was against the Muslims, and there were few in a number. At that time, a very large stone, a boulder, came in between while digging a trench. And no one could break it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hits the boulder with an axe. And when he hits the boulder, a spark comes out of it. And in the spark, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees something, which he says to the Sahaba, that, Oh my Sahaba, I see the treasures of Roman and Persian Empire in this spark." Now imagine how it must have lifted the morals of Sahaba, because there they were fighting against the whole of Arab. The whole of Arab, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that this is not the end. A time is going to come when you are going to rule Persia and Rome. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam portrayed positivity. And he always lifted the morals of the people around him. Respected elders and friends, when we're talking about being positive, there are certain aspects we should know. The first aspect is of you being positive with your Creator. You being positive with your Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, "Ana inda dhanni 'abdi, I deal with my slaves according to what they think of me." That is why the ulama mentioned that when we are in our young age, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should prevail. And when we are towards the last days of our life, then the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should dominate. Like this Sahabi who was in his last moments, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions him, that, "What do you say regarding Allah being in the situation you are. He says that, O Prophet of Allah, I am fearful of my sins, but I am hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to him that if someone has these two things in his last moments, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him security from what he fears, and Allah ta'ala will grant him what he has to ask for. That is basically Jannah. Now that is supposed to be after we do everything, after we try everything, that is when we can be optimistic to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person doesn't try anything and now he's optimistic to his Rabb, his Allah, then Allah ta'ala will forgive me. The Sahaba used to say that this is one of the greatest deception of shaitan. To do nothing and to be optimistic with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first aspect. And when we're talking about being optimistic to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not only deeni, even worldly view, we can be optimistic to Allah. We all know that our country is facing economical crisis right now. People are closing their shops. It has become difficult for people to buy a packet of sugar, a bag of mealie-meal. So Allah Ta'ala has forgotten us? No. Allah is there. Allah is watching everything. And Allah knows what we are going through. And we are supposed to be optimistic that Allah Ta'ala is going to change the situation. In the same way, our Ummah is going through political crisis. From four sides of the world, this Ummah is being bombarded today. So Allah is sleeping? Allah is not looking at us? Allah is looking at each and every matter. So we are supposed to be optimistic with Allah. That Allah Ta'ala will help today, if not today, then tomorrow. Now when we're talking about being positive with Allah, the second aspect is being positive with the creature of Allah, with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are supposed to show positivity in our actions, in our talking, in our dealings, in our interactions. When Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala was going to Yemen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, O Mu'adh, bashira wa la tunaffira. O Mu'adh, give glad tidings, don't disunite the ummah. Yassira wa la tu'assira. O Mu'adh, make things easy for the people, don't make things difficult for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him positivity, that show positivity in your actions and in the way you deal with the people of Yemen. So that is what we are supposed to do. Now the other aspect we might come up with is that normally when we try to portray positivity, the opponent is showing negativity. So what should you do in this matter? Like you are trying to be good, but the opponent is trying to show negativity and trying and interfering in each and everything you are doing. What should we do in this matter? We have to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world with a mixture of people, with different thinkings. So there is going to be negativity. We shouldn't be disheartened. We shouldn't be demotivated. We shouldn't stop doing whatever good we are doing. Atabli wala awa chhe, khanta wala awa chhe, madrasa wala awa chhe, school wala awa chhe. All these things shouldn't affect us. If we are doing something for the sake of Allah, and the intention is correct, and the way is correct, then you shouldn't be throwing stones at every barking dog you find on the way. That is what Islam teaches us. And respected elders and friends, when you are facing negativity from others, let me tell you an incident. This man, who's a friend of Allah, just to show you that sometimes that you are going to find someone who's going to be negative in whatever you are doing. A friend of Allah, you see, some friends of Allah are gifted with such miracles that they do something against the nature. So this friend of Allah used to fly in the sky. He used to put a mat and fly in the sky. So his wife was standing outside and she saw that someone is flying. Now when the husband came back, the friend of Allah came back, the wife said that today I saw someone flying in the sky. Subhanallah, what a great friend of Allah he must be. He was flying in the sky. So the husband says it was me. The wife says, yeah, that's why the flying was a little bad. So that's how it is going to be. You are going to find someone who's going to be negative in whatever you are doing. But you shouldn't lose hope in the mercy of Allah and in whatever you are doing. And respected elders and friends, I'd like to leave you with one example which will make us understand the whole perspective of negativity and positivity. There was this man who decided to have a lemonade juice in a very hot summer day. Whilst he was making the lemon juice, instead of cutting one lemon, he ended up cutting four lemons. He He was busy, he must be thinking about something. And when he tasted the four lemons mixed in one glass of water, imagine how sour it must be. He came back to his normal senses. So, respected elders and friends, can this lemon be separated from the water? It can never be. So some things which you have done in your life, it can never be undone. The wrong decisions, the wrong choices, the wrong mistakes, wrong statements. But there is a solution to this problem where there are four lemons in this glass of water. You can add another four glass of water and have four glass of lemonade which you can share with others. So if you have made four wrong decisions, make eight correct decisions. If you have made four wrong statements, make eight correct statements. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that sahabi, that cover up your bad deed with a good deed. So the message today is that we are supposed to be positive in whatever we say, in whatever we do, in whatever we think. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.